The Anton Savage Show with Kearys.ie on News Talk.
There's news today of significant layoffs, and they are of the kind of layoffs that are the canary in a coal mine variety, because obviously at the moment the huge quantity of employment and economic activity derived from the big tech giants in Ireland, among whom one of the ones that the sort of smart money would have said was on a growth curve and was becoming ubiquitous, was TikTok. Well, TikTok has now indicated that they are going to be letting 250 people go. And there's concern about both the fairness of the way that that is being handled and whether or not it is being callous. A lot of the papers reporting on it. We're joined by Adrian Weckler, the Irish Independent's tech editor and host of the Big Tech Show podcast. Morning, Adrian.
Morning, Anton.
First of all, Adrian, before we get to the manner in which the redundancies have been handled, I would have thought that TikTok was becoming more and more ubiquitous. Why the need for layoffs?
They didn't lay off people when most of the other big tech giants did over the last kind of year and a half. So we saw Meta laying off like 30% of staff in Dublin. We saw Google letting people go. We saw almost all the big companies, let staff go. And TikTok didn't, because it was growing so quickly, even in the latter stages at the end of the pandemic. So it sort of went from like nothing to 3,000 people in about 3 or 4 years. Kind of explosive. So this is the first, significant job cut that the company has announced. It's between 250 and 300 out of 3,000.
What then about the concerns of the manner in which those cuts have been delivered?
Yeah, some of the TikTok staff have been talking about the way that they have been let go. But they were promised, for example, that many of them would see their positions be that they would be allowed to apply for other roles in the company, and that that might work out. Some of them are saying that process hasn't worked out well for them, that there is no position for them elsewhere in the company. And generally, there is a little bit of unease from some of the workers who've been talking about it.
And in terms of the tech giants, and particularly the social media giants, is this the evidence of a continuing trend? Because we've seen Twitter's revenues reportedly fall off the face of a cliff. Meta has been struggling, and now TikTok.
Yeah, well, they're very different companies there. I mean, Twitter, now X, has fallen off a cliff overall. I mean, I'm amazed how that company is still going in terms of the commercial disaster that it has become. Story. Meta, as I said, let a huge number of people go, but actually in its last quarterly announcement, they were through the roof. It makes now close to €1 billion profit a week. A week. It has completely turned it around. Don't ask me how, because the metaverse was not a disaster, but it hasn't exactly caught fire. But yet somehow, Facebook, Instagram has become very, very profitable again. TikTok, I think, actually may have peaked. Up till maybe 5 or 6 months ago, you would have said TikTok was the big grower among all of the social media platforms. Now its downloads from the App Store are smaller than Instagram's. There are signs that whoever is going to use TikTok is using TikTok. So that might be playing into all of this as well.
Two other issues, Adrian, before I let you go. One involving security, which we will come back to in a second. Before that, you mentioned Meta. Meta has come in for some criticism because of announcements that they are going to reduce the WhatsApp age limit to 13. And the suggestion being made by a number of campaigners, including the group Smartphone Free Childhood, saying that this is tone deaf and that they're putting profits ahead of child safety.
It's a weird one, because I don't know any kid who doesn't have WhatsApp. So it was 16, it was raised from 13 to 16 in 2018, and in Europe. And it's been 13 in most other areas of the world. They said they were going to just bring it into line in Europe from 16 to 13. WhatsApp is a weird one, because it's not really the same kind of social media network as others. It can be quite damaging. I'd say, during the Dublin riots, for example, that there was probably more sent out on Telegram and WhatsApp than there was on the likes of Facebook, Instagram, or X. But the argument in favor of lowering it to 13 is that so many kids who use it at any rate. In fact, parents often ask their kids to get it and use it so they can stay in touch with them. So it's a little bit of a weird one.
Final one then that I wanted to ask you about was a thing that you yourself raised, but it is an interesting query, which is that a while ago, the National Cybersecurity Center gave a warning that government officials shouldn't be using official devices to use TikTok. The reason being, and the US has raised this for some time, the concerns about TikTok's ultimate ownership being domiciled within China and therefore potential access for foreign states to access the information that the app may have on itself or may scrape from the rest of the phone. We then see a situation where the current Taoiseach is not only using TikTok, he's using TikTok from the Taoiseach's office within government buildings. That seems an interesting dichotomy.
It's very, very interesting. And it seems to be a hard circle to square because on the one hand, the authoritative cybersecurity body that we have set up specifically to guard against national security threats is kind of saying, look, don't use TikTok on your official device. But TikTok works for Taoiseach Simon Harris. It works for others as well, by the way. Michael Healy-Ray, Eamon Ryan, Sinn Féin, a lot of them use TikTok for good reason, because it's a good way to communicate with particularly younger voters and citizens. So how do we square that circle? Well, I've been thinking about that, and I got on to the National Cybersecurity Center and also to the Taoiseach's office, and it seems that there is some wriggle room on this. So, number one, the National Cybersecurity Center says that there are exceptions for what it describes as a relatively small number of users, and I'm quoting here, that require access to these apps in order to carry out their duties, such as using TikTok to communicate with the public. Now, that's a pretty big gap through which Simon Harris...
Hang on a minute. Government officials shouldn't use TikTok except those who are functioning as government officials, effectively, is what that means.
Exactly, right. Now, the other sort of get-out might be that, no, it's a personal phone. It's not a work phone. It's not an official device. And technically, the advice covers, you know, devices given out to public service and ministers and TDs. And if it's your own bring-to-work phone, well, then it's not as bad. Now, that is a very weird one, because any IT security expert I've spoken to, and common sense itself, would tell you that a personal phone is at least as dangerous in some instances as a security-protected, firewall-protected work device. And we've seen a lot of instances where senior individuals are tracked based on their use of social media. Apple just the other day sent out a specific warning to many, many users around the world saying that their devices were being targeted, likely by quasi-state level spyware, specifically because of who they are and what they do. We've seen that before with the likes of Pegasus spyware. So it's a very, very odd one. My own sentiment on it is that it's a little bit like the electric scooter law, insofar as, yes, they're technically illegal still in Ireland. You're technically not allowed to use them, but nobody bothers enforcing it.
Adrian, thank you very much. That is Adrian Weckler, Irish independent tech editor and host of the Big Tech Show podcast.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.